covers sports technology on a national level and writes a daily technology column for Examiner.com. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle on there is Rick Roswell, and Rick Lippert is with us right now. Rick, happy World Cup to you, USA, USA.
It's been pretty exciting. I've watched just the USA games pretty much, but we'll see what happens in this next one, a pretty big game.
Yeah, against Belgium, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. And how weird is it, though, in the opening round of the World Cup that there are scenarios, and yesterday was one, where it really didn't matter at one point whether the USA won, tied, or lost, they were going to advance. How do you get people excited about that?
Well, we're not used to that being American. You see a few scenarios like that maybe once in a while with, like, the NBA playoffs or the NFL playoffs where teams, you know, make the matchup better against the team if they lose a game kind of at the end of the year in the playoffs. But, you know, Americans, we're not used to that. We're a win-at-all-costs side, if you like, winning and advancing. But now we're down to the final 16. That's what it is. It's a knockout run now.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to that. And, of course, the USA and Belgium match will be on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Rick joins us each week at this time to talk about technology and a lot going on in Google this week with the Google I.O. conference taking place in San Francisco. What's going on out there?
This is the annual conference Google puts on out in San Francisco where they invite all the Google employees, developers, out there, so they've unveiled, you know, new operating systems going to come out, some new wearable gadgets, which are really hot, smart home devices, so more things to control our home, and then some tablets as well. So it's been a busy week for announcements from Google, and I think about half of them will probably see the light of day, and the other half of them never will. So they always throw more out there to get you excited than really it will actually ever come out.
The head of Google's Android division said that Android now has over a billion users who take 93 million selfies, walk 1.5 trillion steps, and check their phones 100 billion times a day. Those numbers are absolutely staggering.
It's really a testament to how far the Android operating system has come. You know, for years, we had BlackBerry and Palm, and then the iPhones kind of took over, and now the Android phones have outdistanced the iPhones. So it's 100 million times people are checking their phones. But I mean, I think my wife accounts for about half of those. So I don't know. I guess the other half is everybody else. That's just a lot of checking your phone. I try not to check it all that up.
93 million selfies. You know, we could all maybe enjoy not seeing so many of those on the Facebook and Instagram out there, right?
Yeah, I wonder how many pictures of people's feet at the beach are, I wonder if they get stats on that.
And don't forget the dinner and drinks, too. Those have to be included. You got to take a picture of everything that you're eating.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even remind me.
How big of a priority is it for Google and Android to market and convince consumers that their system is safe and secure? Of course, the Supreme Court ruling this week that police do not have the right to search your cell phone, that they need a warrant in order to do that. How big of a deal is security to the consumer, do you think, right now?
Yeah. I think it's getting bigger. It was big for people who are kind of know how things work, but I think it's for the general consumer now, it's becoming bigger. I think that's going to be a hot topic in maybe political elections and on, you know, Sunday news shows. And our phones really, I can see why this warrant is needed. I'm all for this. Our phones now are like our homes almost. All our private information on these phones, so I think that's a groundbreaking decision, and I don't know if we've heard the end of that yet, though. It's still going to be talked about a lot.
I'm talking with Rick Lippert here every week at this time on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Also kind of vague a little bit in this announcement of it, but Android Auto is going to bring many popular features of our smartphones to new car models. How close are we to seeing almost a dashboard-style cell phone and access to apps right there in our vehicles?
So we're real close. Actually, I've test drove some and ridden some of the new vehicles that are coming out after, and I've seen how the dashboard now is almost like a computer screen in front of you. And, you know, I think there's distracted driving issues we need to talk about for this, but they've also eliminated a lot of hand-free things. You can keep your hands on the wheel. So you know, these are always going to be changing with things coming out, and I think probably next year's CES in January, you'll see a lot of this stuff.
Apple is interested in having some professional athletes test the iWatch. How come they did not include you in their testing of the iWatch that's coming up?
I'm barely an amateur athlete, so I don't know why they would want to do that. I've never sent me anything to test out either, so I'm not hurt by that at all. This is kind of a new Apple. Apple always used to keep things under wraps, but we get more Apple leaks, maybe new products and new things they come out now that Steve Jobs is gone and you know, they have a new CEO. So, you know, there were some athletes, Kobe Bryant and some other athletes have been testing out an iWatch, and that's going to be their big product. They'll probably unveil this October.
Do you think that the watch, the concept of that, will ever be able to replace the idea of having a cell phone, or are we still going to have something in our hands, even though what we might wear on our watch could be pretty powerful and able to do a lot of different things?
Yeah, I think as people were accustomed to telephone, having something in our hand, you know, the big trade watch, I think the watch is going to serve maybe some purpose for the people that want that, especially people in a fitness gadget and a health gadget, probably. To me, it seems so kind of strange talking into your watch. I'm not sold on that yet.
Yeah, that is going to be a little weird, but I do like the idea of a watch that has some functions, maybe perhaps to accompany by a Wi-Fi connection or Bluetooth connection, some things to your phone, and maybe you could keep the watch on you when you're in a situation where people say you can't bring your phone in here, and then you still at least have your watch so you can check a few things if you need to. We're talking
about... I've already tried a couple of these, though. There's something called the Martian watch that your text messages pop up on a little LED display right on the watch. So we're closer with this than a lot of people think.
Oh, that could be dangerous, too. You need to make sure that you have that watch face down so that the wrong person doesn't see what you have going on your phone, or else the cops are going to come and take it. Talk a little bit about Facebook. I know that they just did a big update to some of their mobile. I know the Page Manager app has been updated, and to me it's a little complicated because it adds a couple extra clicks to get where you're going. What else is Facebook trying to do here to solve a number of different problems that people have complaints about in terms of mobile?
Yeah, Facebook's released some new updates, and you know, Facebook for me, it's always been kind of a little frustrating because it's a slow app. It's one of the slower apps that I have on my iPad and my phone, so it's kind of funny that Facebook managers were in Africa, and they realized that the Facebook app was really slow. I don't know why I took them to go to Africa to figure that out. So they really streamlined some new features with it, and they're trying to speed up the app a little bit. They've done that a little bit with the new update. So a lot of things now are saved in the cache memory, so you're not actually downloading everything right off the web when you're looking at it. So that's going to speed up the process a little bit. So I give Facebook some credit for realizing they had a little problem.
Well, then we'll all have quicker access to people talking about the bad day that they had at work or taking a snapshot of that wonderful craft beer that they're drinking at 5:30 this afternoon.
Is that a prediction for what you're going to do at 5:30 this afternoon?
Me? Not me, man. You know, I got the gout, man. I can't have anything to drink, Rick. All right, talk about China. China is building some fake islands in the South Sea over there.
Yeah, China's using some of their technology. If China wasn't big enough already, they're using some sand, cement, wood, and steel, and they're building some new little islands, some man-made islands in a stretch of the South China Sea. And I guess they're hoping to, improve maybe some military strongholds or set up maybe have some military bases on these little islands. And they're, putting oil on. They're bringing all the utilities to them, so they're serious about making some islands. I always wonder if the U.S. starts trying to start making some islands. Where would we do it? Probably in our country.
I guess down in the Gulf. You know, you probably wanted to start with the Gulf of Mexico too, and maybe up there off the coast of Maine. You know, add some more vacation spots to up there. Have a little ferry running out to those islands, and then more places for people to take pictures of their feet by the beach.
Yeah,
we're
just back to that.
Rick Limpert joins us every week. Rick, good work as always. Be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. He is at Rick Roswell, and read his work, his daily tech column on examiner.com. RickLimpert.info, by the way, his website. Rick, have a great weekend, and go USA.
Go USA, talk next week, folks.
All right, Rick Limpert on Talk Radio 640 WGSD, live and local. It is the Sully Show.